Some educators are taking a new approach to discipline in schools, but is it working? I'm Manoush Zomorodi. On Science Friday, we'll talk about how researchers are trying to break the so-called school-to-prison pipeline. Plus, got a gut feeling? A look at how the bacteria in your gut might alter your mood. That's on Science Friday from PRI.
Join us for Science Friday this afternoon at 2 o'clock here on WUSF 89.7. It's 7:44. Good morning. I'm Robin Sessingham. Coming up at 7:51, an unauthorized movie about the late author David Foster Wallace opens today. Why his estate does not approve of the film called The End of the Tour. That's just ahead on Morning Edition. On the roads, an accident in Hillsboro, U.S. 92 at Gallagher Road, east of McIntosh Road. Watch out for really bad slowdowns, I-4 eastbound west of County Line Road. Only the center lane getting by there because of an accident investigation and slow traffic. In Tampa, heading onto the Courtney Campbell Causeway westbound. A van went into the water earlier today. They rescued everyone, but there's still some recovery work in progress there. Traffic reports from Total Traffic and WesternUnion.com's mobile app. And this is your NPR station, WUSF 89.7. It's 7:45.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations. And from Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals that combine conventional and integrative therapies to help patients maintain quality of life during treatment. Learn more at cancercenter.com. From the Simons Foundation, working to advance research in basic science and mathematics. More information is available online at simonsfoundation.org. And from Americans for the Arts at americansforthearts.org.
For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Robin Sessingham. Studies show that only about half of the veterans who need mental health care even seek treatment. What's more, of those who do get care, many more drop out before their treatment is complete. For our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien talked with mental health experts who are meeting this week in Tampa to discuss alternative treatments for post-traumatic stress and other mental issues in the hope of reaching more veterans in need.
Retired Army Colonel Dr. Charles Hogue used to be head of the PTSD research at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He now works there as a civilian, so he's familiar with the approved evidence-based treatments for post-traumatic stress. Yet Hogue remains open to emerging or alternative treatments as well.
The bottom line is with treating trauma-related conditions is that one size doesn't fit all. And to me, it's important to offer clients a wide range of options.
Hogue is concerned because more than half of the veterans who need mental health care are not getting it.
It's estimated from different studies that roughly 50% of those who need treatment are not coming in to begin with. And of those who come in, a lot drop out. So we're only reaching, you know, maybe a third of people, you know, ultimately, who need the treatment.
He believes by offering alternative treatments, more veterans may seek help.
A lot of times what happens to veterans is they get discouraged. You know, they go in, they have one bad experience with the mental health care system or the medical system, and then they throw up their hands and they say, I'm not going back there ever again.
Last year, Hogue and 15 of his staff at Walter Reed got trained in accelerated resolution therapy. It's a PTSD treatment that uses eye movement to retrain memories. ART has only had one trial, but it is slowly being accepted by the Department of Defense.
There's always resistance to new ideas because a lot of new ideas don't pan out, and a lot of new ideas people think are, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they get the funding and the research is done and they're not shown to be effective.
So far, Hogue says ART has been as effective as other approved trauma therapies. More than 30 of the staff at Fort Belvoir Community Hospital in Virginia are trained in acceleration resolution therapy. Dr. Wendy Waits is director of behavioral health at the Army Base Hospital. She says that ART therapy has had a positive impact on more than the patients.
And I found that ART, because it's such an effective therapy and because it involves creativity and because patients tend to do very well with it, my providers seem happier, more excited about their work. They're more resilient. We laugh more in staff meetings, and just in general, I think they're having less stress.
ART has been used with the 75th Rangers at Fort Benning, says Kevin Kipp, an associate professor and executive director of the Research Center at the University of South Florida College of Nursing.
And next month, the team is going out to Fort Hood. So there is a movement, at least somewhat within the DOD, to get clinicians trained in this method.
Supporters of alternative therapies often have an uphill battle to get research funding to prove their therapy is effective. But Kipp has some hope that legislation just passed by the U.S. House, called the COVER Act, may offer veterans another path to alternative treatment.
It blanketly allows veterans to seek alternative therapies and still be covered by the VA. So you could have veterans that have tried some of the existing therapies, haven't had a really good result. Well, under the COVER Act, they could go be treated for accelerated resolution therapy.
He says the COVER Act could give veterans access to alternatives like equine therapy or service dog therapy. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.